This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Jordan Edwards will be buried tomorrow. The 15-year-old African-American teenager was killed last Saturday by a Balch Springs policeman. Officer Roy Oliver fired his rifle into a car driving away from a house party. Jordan, an unarmed passenger, died from a shot to his head as four teens in the car, including two brothers, watched. Oliver has been fired. This past week has seen a lot of sadness and growing anger. There have been tears, press conferences, and vigils since the Saturday night shooting in Balch Springs. On Wednesday, dozens gathered at a multi-faith prayer vigil in Dallas's Agape AME Church near Fair Park.
We are angry and we are frustrated.
Imam Omar Suleiman offered a prayer to the God of Abraham, of Jesus, Muhammad, and of Jordan Edwards.
And we are not angry with you, and we do not accuse you of showing any lack of mercy to us. We complain to you of the lack of mercy on the part of some of your creation.
The national president of the NAACP, Cornell William Brooks, attended the service. He says there have been too many shootings of young African Americans across the country.
We need to be very clear about this. We will not give our permission to the continued brutality of our children. So be prepared for unrest in the most constructive sense of the word, but also in the most disruptive sense of the word, unless we get reform.
Demands for a reformed Balch Springs Police Department have been somewhat dampened this week, thanks to the rapid termination of Officer Roy Oliver. Police Chief Jonathan Haber initially said the car filled with teenagers backed up aggressively toward police. His story changed a day later after he saw the police body cam, which showed the car moving away from officers. The teens were leaving a rowdy house party. The chief fired Oliver. The fast action earned praise from Ernest Walker, a local African-American activist.
I have never heard a chief admit that he made a mistake recently when dealing with shootings. But this chief has integrity, and he's done that. And yes, Balch Springs has stepped up to the plate and showed other cities how a process like this should take place.
That might be a reason some have speculated that there have been no protests or marches. However, the Edwards family asked that there not be any in their name or their son's name as they grieved while arranging for the funeral. They're not alone. Sarita Roberts sits on a bench by the Balch Springs Duck Pond near police headquarters. Her kids are playing nearby.
I am concerned for my children. I do have faith in some police officers. You know, there's always good ones and bad ones. I just wish they had a better method of weeding out the bad ones.
Roberts says police have stressful lives, but they also should be held to a higher standard. She has seven children, aged 3, 4, 5, 6, then 15, 21, and 22. Roberts starts to cry.
I'm still not through it. I'm not. Because I have two young boys here. They're going to grow up.
What about two young girls?
Oh, and my young girls.
And then two.
Are you worried more about your boys than your girls?
Yeah. Because they're considered a threat, I guess, because of the color of their skin. I just pray things get better. Just pray that things get better.
As Balch Springs citizens mourn the death of Jordan Edwards, authorities continue looking into what happened last weekend. Both the Dallas County District Attorney's Office and the Dallas County Sheriff's Department are investigating. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.